I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys. Hey, it's Memorial Day weekend, and we're going to do a couple little alternate cooking methods. Everybody's got their grill out. The dogs and burgers are going to be flying, but if you want to elevate your game a little bit, we're going to hit a couple things right here.
If you want to cook some squirrels, that's code.
Right, yeah. But anyway, I'm going to let you go first, Bob, with the cool smoke. What do we got going on there?
Go ahead and explain.
No, honey.
It'll
really
help my story.
Okay.
Because you'll explain sous vide.
Okay. So sous vide is a cooking technique. And all it is, French word, sous vide means under vacuum. Not like you vacuumed up the dog's tail, but you're going to put food in a vac seal bag. And what you're going to do then is you're going to cook it in a water bath. Sounds crazy, but it's awesome. And let me tell you why it's awesome. Is because you've got an airtight container with a piece of protein in it. And I'm going to give you a chicken breast recipe in a minute. But we'll talk about what this is. It's in a bag and it's airtight. And you're going to put it in a water bath. And there's a machine that will heat this water up. And basically what you're doing is you're poaching anything you've got inside that bag to a very precise temperature in a very controlled environment.
And the DNR won't bust you for this one.
And the thing is that this creates true moisture. You don't lose any of the juices because you're cooking everything that you are making in its own juices because it's inside this bag. And the second thing is that it regulates the temperature to the exact doneness that you want. Now, you can do this with a variety of foods, but you don't really have to add any fat because everything is cooking inside of its own juices. And therefore, it stays very moist, very juicy. And the coolest part about this is it creates tenderness. And I'll talk about that in a second. But this thing produces results that are really impossible to achieve in any other kind of cooking. So just envision yourself vac sealing a couple steaks, okay? And we're going to talk about that, the best cuts. Let's say you don't want to buy the $23 a pound ribeyes right now, and you've got something that's maybe a little bit of a lesser cut, a little bit tougher maybe. Well, when you put this thing, when you vac seal that steak and put your seasonings right on it, okay, whatever seasonings you like on your steak, put that on there, and you're going to put this thing in a water bath, and I'm going to tell you about this sous vide equipment is readily available to home consumers. This is not something that's like super fancy that's only in the best restaurants. That basically what you're doing, one of them's called a water bath, which resembles kind of a portable deep fryer, but it heats water. It doesn't heat oil. But it heats it to a specific temperature. But the key is circulating the water.
And if you don't have one of those, you can buy a sous vide apparatus. It looks like a hairdryer.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. The other one is called an immersion circulator.
Yep.
And that is a little pump that you put in any one of your pots, and it heats the water to a specific digital temperature that you choose, and then it circulates the water. And the circulation is the key because you get even heat. You're not heating from the bottom. You're not boiling anything. And they've got a thermostat on them, so every time that thing, you set it at 145 degrees, if it's above 145, the heating element shuts off. If it gets below, it turns back on. But it just heats this stuff, and you get very specific temperature, and you really, there's techniques, there's information all over the internet with recipes, and I'll get to one of those in a minute. But this tougher cut, the reason that these cuts work so well is this constant motion. And a tougher cut is usually off an animal where it's a muscle that they're using, a front shoulder, a neck that's carrying that heavy head, whatever it may be. And that is full of sinew, if you will, that makes that muscle stronger, right? Well, when you try to eat that, it's tough unless you can break it down. And this sous vide process allows you to do that because you're not going to overcook it. If I set that at 145 degrees, it's not going to get to 160. It's going to stop at 145.
And to do a mea culpa, Jop bought me one of these for Christmas, and I had never used it until, why is it on the show plan? Last week.
There you go.
So I had just an extra pork shoulder, one.
That's one of the items I was going to talk about.
Okay, so here's what I did. I just one means I got to use my Cajun.
Right.
And it was one of those nights when the temperature dropped and it was a little cool and I wasn't paying attention. And I, you know, I'm busy. I'm doing my lawn right now and everything. So I ended up virtually cold smoking a shoulder for about 4 hours. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't want to stay up all night and babysit
a fire,
a rudimentary smoker, because the Cajun is really a grill that you can smoke on, which means it doesn't hold a fire all night. It's going to blow through the charcoal. Well, it was cold, and I didn't put enough charcoal on, so I basically got a four-hour cold smoke.
Right.
So what do I do? And fortunately, I had hacked it into two pieces.
Okay.
Because I like the crust. I like the bark. So I put the one section in each bag, sealed it, because it's basically your seal-a-meal kind of bags.
Yeah, vac the air out, yep. so it's airtight.
Yep. So
and it doesn't float.
I had it
because you want it submerged.
I had it smoked and seasoned, and I put Emily's that Mexican pork recipe. We have carnitas on our website. You can go to the grillingguys.com and punch in carnita, and you'll see a beautiful array of spices, and it's for a bath, right? It's what you're going to mop it with. Well, I poured it in the bags,
yep,
and I put the sous vide on there, and some people say it sous vide. The D is kind of silent, so you can say it however you want, but it was cold smoked and then brought to doneness in a sous vide. Jop, right. You have never had a butt like this. It was, I'm going to do it again for you sometime because it was phenomenal.
And I will tell you, if you're a listener, Bob doesn't talk about pork butt in the words phenomenal.
No.
Are never together.
No.
Because it's absolutely not his first choice when it comes to barbecue.
No,
because
I'm shouldered out.
Right.
But here's the other unknown story. Job comes to me, and I think it was Christmas or something, and he goes, "Well, you know, they had this sale on sous vide equipment." And I go, "Yeah, I don't give a crap about," I said another expletive, "about sous vide." And he pulls it out of the bag. He goes, "Oh, that's what I got you for Christmas." And I felt so horrible because the guy's got such a big heart. And here he's doing me a solid. And I just destroyed it. Well, I have tried to rectify the situation and make that product great again in my
right.
house. So your gift
good.
Turns out to be solid.
Good.
And never doubt a gift. I didn't know it was going to be a yeah. gift. But I shrunk when he pulls this thing out of the bag.
So that's
a great trick for a shoulder.
Right. It is. Let me tell you a couple other things that are really good in the sous vide that you might not think about. Root vegetables. I'm going to take a carrot. Okay. Peel them. Get the dirtiness off, whatever it is. But a whole carrot. Okay, and what I want you to do is put that in there and do it with herbs or maybe a little fat in just some flavor
like
on that.
Like a couple tabs of butter.
Right.
Because you're going to put it on them anyway.
Right, and put it in there, shrink wrap that thing, and boil those things till they're done. And there's temperature guides you can find on the
yep.
on to what you need to do. But you put those things, not boiling. Let me take
no.
that back. That's the wrong word.
No.
Sous vide this thing till it's done, whatever temperature it says. And then what you want to do is pull it out of there, have a hot grill, roll that thing on the grill for about 30 seconds just to get a little char on
or
the outside.
Or just serve it because
oh,
you've got
man.
Your butter all there. You
right.
can literally take it out of the bag, boom, you're done.
Yep. And
great
it's
idea.
Good. And
great
it's good.
Idea.
All right. So coming up next, maybe we'll get back to something a little more normal, but probably not. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance. While you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.